War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Hi, I'm Alex Jones, the host of Exposing Mass Media, a show dedicated to showing you the lies and corruption that are being fed to us through our national media.
And I give up forever to touch you, cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't want to go home.
Alex Jones here. I've had two wonderful hours of sleep last night, and we're going to Waco.
We're going to build this church back. I've talked to the Valley Branch Davidians, and they concur with my idea to have it a church and at the same time a memorial and a museum for what happened right here on this very ground.
We're going to rebuild it.
A bunch of racist garbage and division, exactly what the federal government wants, is people at each other's throats. We're not going to put up with it.
You're lying to the public. Disgusting.
Look, I feel like I'm being raped here.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
Get it, Alex.
Death to the new world order. Death the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it.
A revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
All we want is for you to be a free American and not to have to kneel on bended knee to the elites that are consistently more and more buying up this country and controlling it.
It's an invasion of privacy. There is no innocent until proven guilty in this country anymore. And Americans across the country have got to start standing up against Big Brother.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe. And I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
Look at all that. I think I'm afraid of the military-industrial complex that owns our media. I think I'm afraid of the foreign banks. That's who I'm afraid of, not of you people.
Whose side are you on?
So it's time for everybody across America to start standing up. We got people power.
I mean, they have done nothing but ignore Clinton's massive, hardcore corruption.
I don't care about my future or my kids' future or the world's future. I'm a caring person. I like Bill Clinton a lot.
Understand that. Your money supply, your government is paying interest to private banks for bills that should be free of interest to you.
This is not me, this is fact. People can check it out for themselves.
Now get out there, the Paul Revere's of the world, and educate the public.
And they love it if you call them liberals, because they go, oh, we're just stupid liberals. No. No, they are fascist liars wearing little masks of liberalness.
For 1 second, feel the human spirit and stop this dehumanization. It could be incredible.
Well, I know you appreciate my son, George Bush.
But we sure as hell don't. Live, ladies and gentlemen, from the belly of the beast, crashing to the lies and disinformation. No compromise.
Refuse to submit. And every person out there, you have the power to lead. You have the power to do what it takes to stand up for this country and stand up for the world, the United States of America, that has stood up for hundreds of years against tyranny.
We are gonna win this fight.
And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't think that they understand.
All right, folks, a little compilation from the great Darren McBreen. Going with the classic meme, you know, what was your dad like in the 90s? That's what Alex Jones was like in the 90s. And seeing it, you know, you just can't help in the light of everything that's happened. Just think like, all right, well, what do the montages of Trump in that same time look like? And it would have been a lot more glitzy, right? It would have been a lot of, I don't know, supermodels, probably fast cars, jets. There probably wouldn't have been, very much. There's not a lot of him on tape, you know, standing up for the rights of average people. And there's just something so, I don't know, different. It just something different about Alex Jones. And again, if you can't see this man's a real deal, the problem is you. And this is, there's a couple points about this. Like why it's worth to talk about this is not just like silly drama or defending ourselves because we're, you know, afraid of what he said. Obviously, it represents sort of the apex of Trump's insanity at this point. like an evident example of whatever he's going through, whatever this is. And I'm telling you, everything is falling apart. So Trump promises mass pardons for his staff before leaving office. We're going to get to that because they also have this story from today. Like, this is the weird part. On the same day that he says he's going to do mass pardons for his people, which, like, even that, it's like, okay, first of all, that's what Biden did because they were all criminals. But also, you let that stand. Why did you let that stand? The whole idea of Joe Biden doing blanket pardons for everybody for years of time for crimes that they haven't been convicted of or maybe haven't even committed yet. Yeah, that was absurd. So, a couple things here. One, you probably shouldn't have let that stand as a precedent that the president is allowed to do that. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. They shouldn't have been allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's the first thing. The second thing is, do you really think the Democrats are going to care? This is the real root of the madness of the Republicans. Is, from my interpretation, Trump is doing what he's doing because he thinks this is his way out. He thinks that if I just play along and just do what these guys say, they've guaranteed me that I will be able to retire a billionaire and just and I'll be made a hero. Because you got to understand, that's what's being held over him. You really have to understand this. It's like, it's not even about like, oh, we have this video of you and we'll release the video. That's how people think the blackmail works. The way it works is like the Bill Hicks joke, where they bring the president in on the first day right after the inauguration and they show them the hidden video from the opposite side of the road than the Zapruder film, where you see the shooter on the grassy knoll kill JFK, and they go, yeah, that was us. Do you have any questions now? Do you have any questions about what we're capable of and what we can do to you? But it goes even beyond that. Then they could pull out Nixon, and they could go, this man won in a landslide. He won like 90% of the popular vote, something insane. And to this day, his name is synonymous with criminality and corruption. The man didn't do anything wrong. Watergate, really? Watergate, I can think of 10 scandals in the last 10 years that are crazier than Watergate. I can think of multiple scandals that have been revealed as of like a couple months. The Arctic Frost thing, way worse than Watergate ever was. And kind of the same thing, surveillance of your political enemies. Only one case it was like, let's root through their files. And the other, it's let's listen to their phone calls for months on end. So that's the threat they can hold over Trump. It's not, oh, we're going to release a videotape. It's, we will make sure that you are despised forever. We will ruin your presidency and have the American people thinking of you as Benedict Arnold or Adolf Hitler for the rest of time. That's the type of leverage they can hang over Donald Trump and his family. And they could just kill them all. And they may be making that threat. But, you know, even worse than that for someone like Trump is, we'll kill you and we'll ruin your reputation first. We'll destroy your entire legacy first. So just play along. 3 years, then you'll be out. Just give us what we want and we'll let you go on your way. The stupidity of it all, the real key to all of this is the understanding that they'll do it anyway. You think they care? The only thing I can assume is that Trump has made some sort of deal where he thinks he's getting out of this. He's not getting out of this. Lindsey Graham's not getting out of this. They're not getting out of the retribution that's coming for them when the Democrats inevitably take power because of their betrayal. This is what I mean. Like, how do you not understand this? Like, it seems to me that Trump is operating on this idea of like, well, Biden pardoned all of his people and we let him do that. So now I'll pardon all of my people and they'll let us do that. Trump, they tried to throw you in jail over a law they literally made up to throw you in jail. What do you not understand about this? I don't know, man. It really is inexplicable what is guiding these people's minds, because right now, Donald Trump, as the last 24 hours or so, 24 hours ago, this thing came out, he has thrown Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones completely under the bus. Laura Loomer is celebrating it, saying she's the one responsible for it. Mark Levin is giddy as can be. Ben Shapiro flaunting, posting, you know, these braggadocious things like we were just showing. Shabbat Shalom. He's endorsing Palantir and putting out their stock designation to help pump them up. He's saying that he's going to do mass pardons for everybody that works for him, while simultaneously being investigated or basically telling everybody in the White House, hey, let's stop doing insider trading during the war. And he's endorsing Lindsey Graham. And she's like, this is MAGA now? This is MAGA. It's over? I think it's over then. I think in that case, it's completely and totally over at this point. I'm going to read Tucker's response to this. But again, this is all just symbolic. It's just symbolic of the cold, hard facts we have to just accept and move forward knowing this is the case. That, like, it's over for Trump. There is no getting this back, which means we are almost certainly going to lose in 2026, rather, this year, the midterms. I don't see it coming back anytime soon. So that's just how it is. It's just how you have to move forward. This is what we have to understand, and we have to determine what comes next. And I'll show some clips about this. Again, it's all what we've been saying forever, and it is all at the end of the day. Sadly enough, all Trump's fault, because there's no successor to MAGA, because it's all Trump all the time. I was talking about this during CPAC this year, where Trump's not a candidate. He's not at the event, but it's just his face everywhere. Just giant pictures of Trump absolutely everywhere. Like, this is not the Trump party. It's supposed to be the Republican party, but there's no one else. Trump did nothing to, you know, usher in a class of people like him. The people that were most like him, he actually went out of his way to destroy. So now there's no successor to Donald Trump. There's no one there to pick up the baton of the MAGA movement. It's just reverting back to the neocons, which Donald Trump only got elected because he was different from them. So they are just destroying the Republican Party almost on purpose by tying it irrevocably to this man who has done absolutely nothing to solidify his gains. You know what I mean? Like, it's over once he's gone. And there's not even, it's not even like the effects of his administration will live on because he hasn't done anything. So there you go. Yeah, and they're really doing work with the fake bulls these days. It really is something to behold. Yeah, no one even went to... when I was on with Joel Webin last week, and I said, yeah, I said he had 94% approval. And the other host said, yeah, well, that was also the average age taking the poll. So it maybe not be the most accurate, you know, temperature test. This was Tucker Carlson's response to Donald Trump's unhinged diatribe. Tucker Carlson says simply, he's in a tough spot. Establishment media never reports this, but the Israeli government has a storied history of blackmailing U.S. presidents, which I love. And again, it's not even that. It's like Donald Trump. Oh, my God. It's like Donald Trump has been thinking of himself as the heavyweight boxing champion, but the whole time he's been fighting against munchkins. He's been fighting against little fairy creatures or something, you know, just like the left, just liars. They actually are low IQ. And so Trump is getting knockout after knockout. And so he thinks he's a really good boxer. He thinks he's a really good fighter. He doesn't realize two things. One, it's been us doing a lot of the fighting in the first place. It wasn't all him. And once you throw your defenders to the wolves, you know, you're on your own, buddy. But second, we're not like those people. Tucker Carlson and Alex Jones are not Rachel Maddow and Rosie O'Donnell. Okay? They know how to do this. And so again, it's not even like, this isn't even like cynical or dishonest. It's just like what Alex Jones naturally does, where he goes, all right, you know, Trump put out this big statement, but I think this was really cover for the Melania thing. So I'm going to talk about the Melania thing. And so as Trump insults Alex Jones and everybody rushes to Alex Jones to see what his response is, and Alex Jones is sitting there going, do you guys see what Melania said about Jeffrey Epstein? I think she might be divorcing Trump. Is that what Trump wanted? Did Trump want to draw a bunch of attention to that? I think it was the opposite. I think he was trying to distract from that. And Alex Jones just reads him like a book and goes, oh, he's trying to distract from that? I think I'll point this out. Duh. What does Tucker Carlson do? Oh, you're insulting me? Oh, a bunch of people are going to be coming to me to find out what my response is? Let me lead off with, do you know that Israel blackmails U.S. politicians? Oh, let me start off by Alan Dershowitz has put out something. Let me just start off by dropping this fact that you're trying to cover up and conceal and trying to destroy me so people don't find out. Yeah, these aren't leftists. These aren't stupid people. These are geniuses in their field, and their field is the media. You may have picked the wrong fight here, Trump. And he probably expected them to flip out, freak out, come back at him super strong. Because again, that's how most people react. Most people he's been fighting are neocons and leftists, and they don't know how to handle themselves. They're also used to having, you know, this endless source of support from, you know, their friends in the establishment. So they don't know how to handle all this stuff. You really are like the king who everybody lets win, so you really think you're the best sword fighter. But when you go and get in the pit with the gladiator, it's going to become really obvious who's got the real skills and whose entire record of success has been upheld by others. Just saying. And on that note, Rudy Giuliani put out a tweet, and this seems to be kind of the method, the vibe that they're going for. I don't know if this was a talking point that went out. But Rudy Giuliani says, whatever you think of Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Alex Jones, or Marjorie Taylor Greene, anyone suggesting they were responsible for President Trump's historic 2016 victory and the MAGA movement just isn't arguing in good faith. President Trump is the obvious leader of MAGA. And it's like, that's not true. That's just not true. It's like saying, you know, whatever, the tight end isn't responsible for the game-winning touchdown the quarterback is. It's like, I guess, but did the quarterback get tackled? No. Then maybe the defensive line played an important role in this. You know you're going to need people in the future, right? You know you're going to actually want to have supporters in the future. You know a leader isn't anything if it doesn't have a movement behind him. So like, it's just, what is the thinking here? That you're going to take these people that everybody knows not only helped get Trump elected, in many cases, their lives were ruined for doing so. So you're taking people who sacrificed to get Trump elected, and you're saying not only is it good Trump stabbed them in the back, but you didn't need their help anyway. So just as a signal to everybody in the future that's thinking you might want to help the conservatives, the Republicans, Rudy Giuliani, Donald Trump, just remember how they treat people who help them. Is this a good strategy? Is this smart politics? You idiots. Nobody can deny that Alex Jones was sued because he supported Trump. 1 week after Trump got elected, they launched the Sandy Hook scandal. Direct consequence of supporting Donald Trump. Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox News. Why? Because he was reporting that the 2020 election was stolen. So Tucker Carlson loses his job at Fox News because he was trying to get Trump into office like he belonged, because he was reporting on the fact the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump, and all of Donald Trump's buddies at Fox News were complicit in that and were hiding that, and Tucker Carlson refused, helped Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's reaction to that is to mock and denigrate him for not being on TV anymore. I put out that tweet earlier where it's like, Tucker, I got kicked off Fox News for supporting Donald Trump. Donald Trump, look at this idiot who got kicked off television. This is why it's not about Alex Jones. It's not about Tucker Carlson. It's about who are these people? Why are they in charge? Like, what is this mindset? What is this stupidity? What is this short-sightedness, this vindictiveness, this spitefulness? There's a million other ways to say this. Hey, guy, you know, we really appreciated your guys' help getting elected, but hey, you've really been a thorn in our side ever since, and just getting elected isn't the... Like, I could make a better argument. That's kind of sad, isn't it? That I could sit here and issue a better and more convincing statement than anything I've seen from the Trump supporters, you know, agitators, whoever they are, who just seem hell-bent on being the most dishonest, deceitful, manipulative, spiteful, hateful. We talked about yesterday when the caller called in, where it wasn't like, oh, Alex Jones lost all of his money and maybe he should have listened to me and that wouldn't have happened. He's glad. He's happy Alex Jones lost his money, even though it was for the sake of his support of Alex, of Donald Trump in the first place. So we'll move on. I mean, I only got one sentence into this Tucker response. But let's continue it, because, again, Tucker takes this attention that Donald Trump is forcing on him and uses it to the best example possible. Tucker Carlson says, establishment media never reports on this, but the Israeli government has a storied history of blackmailing U.S. presidents. Perhaps the most jarring example occurred in the 1990s when Israel used recordings of Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky phone sex session as leverage to pressure Clinton into releasing convicted spy Jonathan Pollard from prison. We're not joking. That really happened. The phone sex story is worth remembering as President Trump attempts to end the Iran war. Like many other things Israel has done, it shows that America's quote-unquote special ally is willing to play very dirty to achieve its goals. Dark money campaign contributions, extortion, physical threats, and even assassination. In their anti-Christian worldview, the ends always justify the means. They have no issue destroying life. That's probably the most important part of his letter. In their anti-Christian worldview, the ends always justify the means. In other words, who cares how many people you have to kill? They're not human beings. Israel's current top priority is making sure Operation Epic Fury does not stop. They know the U.S. fighting their war for them is the best chance of expanding their borders and becoming a global superpower, and a peace deal would foil that plan, their plot. Based on the country's past, its leaders are doubtless willing to push as hard as necessary to ensure the bloodshed continues. That could mean more Clinton-style blackmail against Trump or something far more morbid. We do not know for sure whether that is happening, but the mere possibility is haunting enough to keep the president up at night. He's under a level of pressure that most people cannot fathom, with rabid Israeli firsters viciously harassing him any time he dares to stray even slightly from their favorite country's agenda. Their shameless pursuit is steadfast enough to make even a man like Donald Trump go mad. They are as persistent as any group in history. No matter how well the White House has treated them in the past, they are never grateful. They always want more, and they refuse to give the president even an inch of breathing room. It is unrelenting, full-court press. We decided to write about this after Trump published Truth Social post attacking our company, Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, and Alex Jones, each of whom supported him for years. Rather than engaging in petty name-calling, we want to give the president some grace. He's facing a level of pressure that is dark enough to make him abandon his campaign promises and morph into precisely the kind of politician he once vowed to destroy. He would not have let that happen unless his personal stakes were really high. We hope he overcomes.
We have it all. Ultramethylene Blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The Turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss gummies and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultramethylstore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information's hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will crush the 1984 globalist system. God bless you all.